Welcome to Steven and Alex's podcast adventure, where they meet interesting people with interesting stories that come from the shadows and tell their tales. Our YouTube channel, Arcade Kingdom, is available on YouTube, and our podcast is available on most podcast platforms. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, girls and ladies, boys and men, Steven and Alex.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast.
Why do you have to say it every time?
Because whenever you say it, people go like, cringe.
People say that to me in real life, too.
That's what the doctor said when he held me when I was brought into this world.
Who? Cringe. Duck Dodger?
No, that's what the doctor said when he brought me into this world. When he delivered, he held me. He was like, bro, this baby is cringe.
No, your mom's just like cringe, and your doctor's like facts.
Facts. He eats me out the window. Into a dumpster full of dead babies.
I threw it on the ground!
No, he just eats me out the window into a dumpster filled with dead babies.
Kill all babies?
And then someone put like a sign on the side of the dumpster and they just wrote cringe.
Free babies.
cringe pile.
Free babies. Take one. They're all dead.
Free cringe babies.
So, how are you today, Alex?
I'm pretty okay. How are you?
I shoveled mulch and I went golfing with Papa Cisco. I'm trying to open my leg cabinet so I can put my feet up. What did you do today?
Hey, Steve.
Hmm.
If something is less than -6, would that mean it's like, would that mean like -7, -8, -9, -10, and so on? Or would it be like -5, -4, -3, -2, -1? If it's greater.
That's greater than -6.
So it's greater than it would be. All right, cool.
I can't believe you just asked that question. It was like me going up to my mom and saying, hey, mom, does X, Y, Z come before or after A, B, C?
The diameter of a cylindrical pipe, what is its volume?
Did you just say cylindrical?
Hang on a second.
This is going to be the best podcast take we've had all year. Anyways, the first thing I have on my script that I scribbled on a piece of paper like 10 minutes ago is Happy Easter, everyone. Easter was yesterday. I asked Alex to do a podcast with me. He's like, I go to sleep now. I'm like, okay. But here we are. So Happy Easter. Alex, you want to say Happy Easter?
Sure. Happy Easter to you. Happy Easter to you.
Happy Is there an Easter song?
Happy Easter to Steven. Happy Easter.
Is there a Happy Easter song?
Yes, there is. Happy Easter. This is the day that Jesus flew into the sky. I am now on the watch list of several Christians.
Dude, you're not gonna be allowed back in a St. Rose church.
Yeah. It is the day that Jesus T-posed and flew. <Is it you? laughs> he knows to the Halo music too. Oh,
it just flies into the sun like a helicopter.
No, just.
God, no.
Build the rescue helicopter and save the man who's fallen into the river in Lego City.
Hey! God's just like, hey! Hey! Jesus is just like,
Jesus gets put on the cross. God's like, hey!
Everybody cares about Jesus on the cross, but nobody cares about the two people next to him.
Build the rescue apostles.
That's the guy on the left. The guy on the right's just like, hey!
Hey! No, God's like, hey! Build the rescue apostles and save Jesus.
Build the table for the Last Supper. Hey!
Build the cross.
Carry it!
With new Lego nail and hammer.
Each part sold separately. You have to buy the hammer before you buy the nail.
You have to assemble it. You have to forge it. It's a Lego blacksmith.
Hey! Anyways, that's enough Christianity jokes. I feel bad if somebody's like a different religion, and we're just like, and save the Christians. Hey! Anyways, today I thought we'd talk about Easter childhood memories. I don't know if you remember anything from your childhood, Alex, because I'm not you, but I sure do have a lot of Easter memories.
Okay.
Let's talk about them. Do you have any Easter traditions that your family does?
Me personally, like chocolate and money and stuff. That's about it. How about you? You guys like?
Food traditions.
Does your family like gather around and they all grab a bat and then they beat on you?
No, that happens every week.
Silly Alex, don't you know? It's an hourly tradition, not a yearly tradition.
It's actually a minute tradition.
It's a second tradition.
Wait, what time is it?
Goodbye, children!
Oh no.
Your dad is just like the Flash.
My dad's just waiting outside my door with a bat right now. He's just like. What time is it? Katie, get a bat.
Katie.
Yeah?
I just said my Katie. Katie grabs like a T-ball bat and then beats me on the head. It's like a wiffle ball bat.
Hey! Oh, that's a baseball!
Stop.
JoJo.
Just because our podcast is a JoJo reference doesn't mean everything has to be a JoJo reference.
I think part 4 is the best part of JoJo's.
That's a hot take, but if you also agree,
smash the like button on this Spotify. Oh. I hate cookies and cream Hershey's.
Hit the like button on this Spotify. I want that as a soundbite somewhere. Someone somewhere do that. Let's get Aiden Brown the Big Deer to come back just to make that sound effect and then leave.
Easter candy ASMR.
Oh. What is that, the Kinder Surprise Egg? I can't hear anything. Oh, God. Please.
It's got caramel inside.
I have to mute you. I'm so sorry.
looks, looks like the chocolate is sticking to the roof of my mouth. Here, I'll be in it. Here's a goon.
Alex, please.
Here's a little please. Easter. Here's a little Easter present. I'll unwrap it for you.
You were on the church watch list, and now you're on the FBI watch list. Local Alex Armstrong's in your area. This one's 5 minutes away from your house. Ladies, he can be in your bed in all 5 minutes.
Call now.
Buy him an Uber.
Buy me clothes. Can we get a Patreon going? All the clothes I have are like too small or too big.
I have like 4 pairs of shoes. Can I get another pair?
I'm like a medium 0.5.
That's not a size.
Exactly. There's no size for me. Every shirt I have.
Buy him a child size. He could put it on his hands. Walk on all four like the cart titan.
Ohio Poco.
Imagine like the cart titan with like Vans on the hands.
Ohio Poco.
No one can see the Discord on Spotify.
Yep.
Anyways, back to our conversation about Easter. Let me tell you a thing that my grandma used to do.
Tell me.
She used to make. Do you know what deviled eggs are?
Did she used to be alive? Is that what you're gonna tell me?
I hate you forever.
Oh, is she actually dead?
Yes.
Oh. Which one? The one that's in the hospital right now?
So I hate you even more now.
I don't know these things. Well, how am I supposed to ask?
Okay. Yes.
Am I gonna be at the funeral? And then you're gonna be like, and I'm gonna be like, who is this again? I don't know.
Stop! Stop making dark jokes. Stop! I'll mute you again.
Sky-o?
Schizophrenia.
Scoliosis.
Hello.
Over here.
Table for one.
The grandma wakes out of the coffin. Yeah. Good prospect.
She actually didn't have my last name. That's my mom's last name.
Oh, Carrie Crazy.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Anyways,
and they spelt it crazy too. K-R-I-Z-I-I-E.
Just like the glue. Crazy glue.
K-R-A-Z. Yeah.
That's the one. Anyways, she used to make these banging deviled eggs. They were like top tier. They're so good.
They sound good from what you're describing them as.
She used to put paprika on it.
Oh.
My God. It was really good. Also, I remember one year I got like, do you remember Lego Power Miners? With like the little rock dudes that would like open up and you could put like the gem in their mouth?
No.
You don't? Hold on. Hold my mic. I go Power Miners. This came out about like 14 years ago. Long time. These guys, you don't remember these?
Let me see. I think? Maybe.
Probably. They had the little buddies that like.
Oh, yeah, I remember those guys.
Yeah.
That was when Lego went through their, like, tube phase. That's what I call it. Because they started working in. This was, like, the weirdest phase LEGO went through. One of the weirdest. Not the weirdest. They've gone through weirder phases. But one of the weirdest is when they went through the tube phase. The tube phase was like, this was an example of it. For LEGO some reason, they just created, like, tubes. And they were like, yeah, this is LEGO. And it was, like, the weirdest thing. They never explained it. It was like, LEGO hold on. Series. Yeah. So crazy. They also had the lion people. That was crazy, too.
Remember? Lion-O!
No, it wasn't Lion-O. It was, like, there were lion people, crocodile people, bird
people. What was the one series where they had, like, the... It was the aliens.
Spinjitzu, Ninjago.
LEGO Aliens. Ninjago, come on. Yes, this thing. This thing right here.
Get him out of here. I don't like him. Bro, you remember Bionicle?
Alien Conquest.
Dude, look up Bionicles. They were like... They were the coolest thing, because you could, like, mix and match their armor.
It was the I once had a Batman Bionicle.
Dude, I saw someone who had a General Grievous Bionicle, and I was so jealous.
I had a Joker Bionicle, too.
They made him so cool.
And Batman Bionicle. Yes, yes, this right
here. I had that, too!
This right here.
I had the same one. I had that. I actually had that.
Where's the Joker Bionicle? Hold on. I know it exists.
Yeah, of course it does. Well, you're searching on Bing, so if you don't find it, that's on your own
fault. My images don't come up on Google for whatever strange reason. Yeah, this thing.
That's disgusting. I can't even see it. Zoom in. Enhance. Computer, enhance. There we go. Computer, de-enhance.
Okay.
Dude, just look up Bionicle.
You gotcha, bro. Yeah. Oh.
Click.
Oh.
Captain Falcon. That's pretty neat.
Oh, no.
Is that Waluigi? Where? That dude's fine. Never mind. Here, you spelled it wrong.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
How do you spell Bionicle?
It's right there where it says showing results for Bionicle. Click it. No. No, Steve, why? You can't
do thing?
Anything this thing. There. Yes, now he's going to show up better stuff.
Oh, this guy looks like he's vibing.
I had that guy. That guy was cool.
Oh. You just truly are the greatest Bionicles.
Oh, I always liked the white one. The white one was so cool. Go back
Look
up.
Look at this guy.
Go up, where? go up. That one was cool too, but keep going up. There he is, that one, right there.
This guy?
No, the one beneath him. Keep going. That one, right? No. There you go.
That's super cool.
That is epic.
You should 3D print a Bionicle.
I can't, I wish I could, but there'd be so much support material. It looks like Killer Queen from JoJo's.
Anyways, enough talking about
Bionicles. You don't know who that is, do you, Mr. Cisco Stevenson?
Listen.
I'm sorry.
Anyways, what else do we have? Also, yeah, we used to do Easter egg hunts a lot when I was younger. And my parents would put them in, like, really weird places. Like, if there was a place that existed outside of my backyard, there was an egg there. I remember fondly that, like, sometimes there would be an egg that you forgot, or my parents would forget that they put, and then a couple months later, you would find that egg, and you'd just open it up, and there'd be, like, a wet dollar bill in there, and you'd be like, egg.
Oh, Steven, you're so funny.
I remember my aunt once put, like, a DS game inside one of the eggs. And that's how I got the Namco Museum for the DS.
Oh, God.
thus was born my love for Dig Dug. I love Dig Dug.
Love the ending. Oh, I forgot to show you these cool pieces I 3D printed. I'm 3D printing the parts to a revolver. I'm 3D printing the parts that take...
Can we say this on the podcast? Alex confirmed terrorist.
I'm not. It's just... It's 3D printed. It's a thing.
Lock your doors. He's coming.
It's a little... I'm trying to 3D print the one from Trigun. Because that one is...
Trigun?
Yeah, Trigun.
The Destroyer from Teen Titans.
It's Trigun. This is Trigun. Anyways.
Oh, coffee.
Yeah.
Coffee fuels my power cells, dude.
Coffee is my power cell, dude.
Yeah. That's how a lot of people are.
Yeah, that's how the earth works.
When God created the earth, he's like, hold on. I have to stop at Dunkin' Donuts real quick.
Hold up. So you're telling me people make milk out of almonds?
I gave them like five different animals.
Yeah, but they
didn't like those animals.
Bruh. Then I guess I don't like them. Noah, get on that boat.
And then God tries almond milk and he's like, this is actually pretty good.
I'm gonna flood the earth anyway. I already did it. It's already like...
Noah, tell him to build an ark.
Noah, build me a sweet yacht, dude.
I'm gonna flood the earth, Noah. Just prepare the waves.
God, what do you need this... God, what do you need this beautiful ark for? Yo,
Noah. In my head, I'm picturing it.
Yo, Noah, I'm gonna show this boat off. It's like all the other gods. They're gonna be like, yo, I didn't know we had a boat. You know, I'm gonna be like, yeah, I got a boat. And I was like, I thought you were the one god. Oh, I am. It's just... There's other ones. What do you mean? Listen, just build the boat.
Dude, are you telling me that Noah's Ark was like the Titanic?
Yes. Dude, they had a buffet. That was the first...
Golden Corral?
Dude, the Noah's Ark was the first ever Disney cruise line.
Noah's Corral.
I don't know if you heard what I said, Mr. You didn't laugh at my joke. I thought it was very funny.
Yeah, the first Disney Cruise Line buffet.
Yep. Who was ever Disney Cruise Line?
Did he dress up as Pluto or Mickey Mouse?
Nah, he dressed up as Mickey, but then he fell and his eye fell out. And so he just had to hold his eye for the rest of the routine.
He just falls off the arc.
Oh, no!
Mickey! Goofy's just like, gosh!
Does the Terminator 2 thumbs up as he drowns?
Mickey's playhouse.
Listen up, here's the story about a little guy who lives in a blue...
Around the world, around the world, around the world.
He's just drowning to like, what was the, he drowns to the Titanic theme. He's just like, could this just be like the Christian joke podcast episode?
Of course.
You know what I don't understand?
Imagine if Noah was like pissed that he had to do it. I would love that. Alternate universe Noah. He was like super upset that he had to do it. God was like, listen, Noah, you gotta build this ark. You're the only good
Listen, Noah, you have to dress up as Mickey Mouse.
Listen, man. Right now, God, you're kinda interfering with my commute to work.
Playing with the animals. He's playing with the animals.
I need you to gather all of the animals. God, you made so many animals. What do you mean gather them all? Just gather them all.
He's just God. At Six Flags Safari.
God, you made a God, you made a lot. You made several kinds of birds. Do I have to get every single type of bird? It can't be that Noah. Hard. God, yes, you Noah. Made. God, you made like 15 types of bees. Do I have to get all? Are you gonna? Am I gonna drown if I have 14 types of bees? Yes.
I like how you make God have glasses. God is an intellectual.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Listen to me, Noah-san.
Yes, God, Senpai.
Noah. I love, imagine God's like a manga author.
Oh, yeah, God is 100% Kibishi Rohan.
Dude, he's like, he's writing the next chapter of Attack on Titan. He's like, this anime is not going to come out till next year. Hold on, I gotta put filler.
Heaven's Gate. Oh, you haven't seen JoJo Part 4. Never mind.
Listen. I got to the part where Josuke's grandpa freaking drank like a Poland Spring water bottle of himself. Of
what?
The freaking enemy stand user.
And then he drank the enemy stand user.
And then he turned into like Dip from like Who Framed Roger's Rabbit? Who framed Josuke? Josuke framed Josuke.
And then Angelo goes like, and then later on Angelo's like, your hair is stupid. He's like,
what'd you say about my hair? What'd you say about my hair? Huh? Like my hair. What'd you say?
What'd you say about my hair? Anyways.
I ran out of things to talk about on my script. The last thing I have is that I did mulch with my dad, and my knees are now, like, capped. Like, I can literally feel the skin of my kneecap just being burned every second.
Cool. That sounds fun.
Yeah, it's the best.
Around the world.
Are you singing Daft Punk?
Yeah, I like Daft Punk a lot.
You mean you loved Daft Punk?
They're still alive.
They're non-existent.
They're still alive.
They went back to Harry Potter world.
Yeah, they went to Daft Punk 1.5.
Wizard 101?
Whoa! Superhero Squad Online?
No, I never played that.
I did.
MovieStarPlanet.com.
Oh, no. We gotta do that one day. That's gonna be our next playthrough. It's gonna be our next Let's Play.
We always say that we're gonna have a next playthrough.
And then we never do.
And then we forget about it and it never happens.
Yeah, we even hinted at playing Megalovania, We're gonna
play the game Megalovania.
Shut up. We're gonna
on the Nintendo Switch.
It's not on there, you dingus. Go get it on Steam. Get it on Steam.
Yeah, guys, go buy Megalovania right now. Link in the description below.
It's Undertale.
On Nintendo Switch.
Undertale is on Nintendo Switch.
It is?
Yeah.
I'll go buy it right now.
Don't. Just buy it on Steam. Or buy it on your...
Master Chief Gears of War. My Master Chief Gears of War collection? How did you know? That's my favorite game.
But yeah, because it's Xbox.
I think
PlayStation has somewhat better, or if not better, more variety in their original games.
You know, the PlayStation 2 has over, like, 1,000 games.
Well, yeah.
Because it existed for almost 20 years.
Yeah, and then Xbox 360 has a lot of games, but, like...
not as much as the PlayStation 2.
No. Xbox 360 even sucked in the white version of it. It would red ring. And you had to buy a Wi-Fi adapter.
It's the Eye of Mordor.
Yeah. Even, dude, PlayStation, they had the PSP. That was so cool.
You know they're discontinuing the PSP Vita in August of this year?
No.
They're shutting down the store for the PS3 and the PSP Vita.
Oh, I got my PS4 Pro. That's fine.
I didn't know that people still use the PS3. And that's been out since 2007.
Well, yeah. I mean, I hear...
it's been 14 years.
PS3 is okay. I like PS4, to be honest. I think it has kind of a lot... I'm not saying... It does have a good amount of games that are just pretty good. Spider-Man, it's okay. I like it a lot.
I want to play The Last of Us on the channel. I really do. I really, really do.
Is The Last of Us a PlayStation exclusive?
Yes.
Then, dude, that just...
Xbox doesn't have nearly as good as exclusives as PlayStation does, and that's a fact.
Yeah, PlayStation really just...
You got anyone who listens to this podcast and disputes my fact can square up.
Yeah,
and meet me in any Wawa parking lot.
Dude, when has anyone ever talked about the graphics of an Xbox? No one's done that.
Oh my god! Have you seen the new Spyro the Dragon on Xbox, bro? The graphics are my god.
Spyro is PlayStation.
Have you seen the graphics of the new Lego Halo. Movie game, dude?
Halo.
Have you seen the graphics of the new Lego Movie Halo game? Halo Lego Master Chief Collection. This time Chris Pratt voices Master Chief. Cortana!
He just goes up to the what's the black general's name? He goes up to
Sergeant Johnson.
He just goes up to Sergeant Johnson. He's like having a dance off. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Chief, you might tell me what you're doing.
I'm surrounded by assholes.
Chief, you mind telling me what you're doing? Sir, we're having a dance off.
Ooh, you're not invited.
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child,
have you ever listened to Brandy, You're a Fine Girl?
What a good wife you would be, but my life, my lover, my lady, is the sea.
My wife, my love, my lady, is the sea.
Big back. This mission.
Finishing this burger, sir.
Chief, you mind telling me?
Chief, you finishing mind... this burger, sir.
Hey!
I want that to exist. I want a Chris Pratt Master Chief.
I want it too. Master Chief Star Lord?
You're my father, sir.
Dude, I think if we ever get, like, I think the closest we'll ever get to, like, a real life Sergeant Johnson, like a live-action Sergeant Johnson, would probably be Idris Elba. I feel like he could do a really good Sergeant Chief. Johnson.
Sergeant Johnson. Is Chief. That you? Yeah.
You remember Idris? Chief. You know Idris Elba? He played, He played the African-American character in Pacific Rim. He was... like the gatekeeper in the Thor movies, you know, the guy with the big sword.
Oh, he's the guy that got like killed in one swipe, right?
He didn't get killed in one swipe. He got stabbed by Thanos. That's a hell of a way to go.
Yeah. And then Thanos became a fruit farmer.
That's actually what's Thanos crazy. What's crazy is that's from the comics. That's what's crazy to me. Is that that is literally from the comics. Different context.
He becomes a
different context though. In the comics, Thanos loses and he just resides on a farm. But then in Infinity War,
Old Nick Thanos has a farm. I did use the stones to destroy the stones. It's not working. God, I have to plug it back in.
Damn DS charger.
I knew that my Infinity Gauntlet needed 7 AA batteries.
Playing the Penguins of Madagascar DS game is a complete sin. I actually played that. Not gonna lie. I had that. I had the Penguins of Madagascar DS game.
Chief! Sir, what are you... Chief, what are you doing? Playing the Penguins of Madagascar on DS Lite, sir.
Kowalski!
Analysis!
Kowalski, you mind telling me... Kowalski, you mind telling me what you're doing in that McDonald's? Skipper,
I'm finishing this Big Mac, sir. On DS.
Maurice. Sir.
King Julian, what are you doing? Finishing this Big Mac, sir.
Imagine if, like, King Julian streamed video games. He's like, Maurice, did you see that quick nose go? Maurice.
Mort, there's Mort. A bug in the chat.
Mort. Can we get some Morts in the chat?
Mort!
Dude, You ever hear of, like, the joke where it's like a Jamaican guy finds out what Twitch is, and it's like, Bug chop, man.
Sir, what are you doing? I am Pog champion.
Gokan is in the chat, man.
Pog Coconut is in the chat.
Thank you for the 3-month sub, man.
The Discord's being so laggy right now. It's like at its peak lagginess. I'm scared to, like, change the Wi-Fi.
You should be.
I have to get a new router because my Wi-Fi is, like, 10 years old. Chief, fix your Wi-Fi. I can't, sir. Optimum's paying my life support. Chief's, like, in critical care. He's like...
Chief, you mind telling me what you're doing in that handicapped parking spot?
Sir. I'm playing Penguins of Madagascar on DS.
on my Nintendo 3DS.
Rated E for everyone, sir.
Sir, I'm playing the Call of Duty on Nintendo DS.
No!
I had that. I'm proud to say that I had that.
Sir, I'm playing Call of Duty Black Ops Zombies on Nintendo 3DS on 3D mode, sir.
I'm playing it on my Nintendo DS Lite.
Rated E for everyone, sir.
The one with the pen, sir.
You mean the DS stylus? Yes, sir.
Yes,
the
sir.
DS stylus.
Isn't that the one that also takes Game Boy games? Yes.
No, sir. That is the DS Lite, sir.
Yeah, it was the DS Lite. I had that. I didn't know what those were. I didn't know what a Game Boy game was. Yeah, no. It was just a thing. I was like, this is not the size of a DS game. What is this?
And then you pulled out the thing and you're like...
Mega DS game.
And then you put it back in and you're like...
Mega, is this for the Mega Penguins of Madagascar game?
Game Boy on Penguins of Madagascar on Game Boy, not DS. Parts sold separately.
No, I don't want to see Nintendo.
I would love to just do a podcast in a Master Chief voice. Sir, welcome to the podcast.
I love it how the DS just had so many games.
And they half didn't, of them were awful.
They didn't care who they licensed it to. They freaking got Call of Duty. They got Penguins of Madagascar. They had a fishing
game. You know, there's a Resident Evil DS game that's actually probably one of the best Resident Evil games ever.
You know, there's a Transformers Revenge of the Fallen DS game.
And I buy it. Buy it now.
I did.
Do you have it?
I don't have it. I used to have it. I had both. There were two versions.
Why don't you have it? Where is it? You need to find Alex's copy of Revenge of the Fallen.
There were two versions. There was the,
Snapping doesn't bring it back. You're not Thanos.
There was the Autobot version and the Decepticon version.
Sir,
I played, Autobots rule out. Listen, I played the Autobot version first, thinking, yeah, they turn into cars. You can select which car you want. That's a thing that happens. It's the thing that you do. I thought if you get the Decepticon, you get to choose what kind of plane you want to be, because the Decepticons are planes. No, you are also still a car. And I was like, I bought this entirely different game thinking I would be a bad guy plane, and yet I am just a bad guy version of a car.
What cars were the Decepticons?
I don't know, man. Like, black-looking cars, I guess.
Dude, don't tell me you were like a Honda Civic, or else I'll actually cry.
Dude, I wanna buy back my Nintendo DS Lite. I will buy it.
I have mine. We could play it online.
Let me look it up.
I have my DSi XL.
Hang on.
In my attic. It's in the attic right now. In a box that says Steven's stuff, do not touch.
Nintendo Switch Lite, here we go, baby.
You should go to GameStop and buy it with trades. Be like, Nintendo, do you buy used Stevens? And then you, like, put me on the counter. I'm like, take me back, Dad. I want to be Monk. Sir, what are you doing?
How much
trading Steven?
Jesus.
They're not worth anything.
There are some that are worth like 50, and then there is some that are worth like 200.
Jesus God. You know the like sealed Pokemon games go for like hundreds? They're crazy. People that do that kind of stuff are like actually on a whole nother level.
Hang on. Nintendo DS Lite video game consoles. Yeah, there's some that are for like,
here, share your screen. I'm curious.
Yeah, hang on. Let me share my screen. Beep boop bop boop bobbity boopity bop boopity bopbity boop.
That's not how technology is. Let's see this. Oh, dude, what website are you on? Okay, that's eBay. I thought you were about to be on like Nextdoor or like, what is it? GoDaddy?
Oh. Look at all these DS games.
That's a lot. You have to pick the game. You can't buy all of them.
Select game. Ben 10 Alien Force.
Oh, God. Yes.
Amazing Spider-Man. No, it's my favorite one.
I have Spider-Man, the Dimensions game where you get to play as Spider-Man 2099.
That was cool. Hang on. Get out of here. Dude, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3. Oh, Call of Duty.
We should do a YouTube video of us just playing DS games. That'd be the best thing ever.
Fire Emblem. What was the show?
Have you played Pokemon Mystery Dungeon?
Madagascar 2 is here. Hang on. Let's go to P. LOLMNOP. P.E.
Alex, we're almost at the 45-minute marker. We should probably wrap up.
Why is there no
freaking Penguins of Madagascar DS game. I want it.
Just search Penguins of Madagascar DS game in the search bar.
I ordered from this dealer because I can totally tell that he's, look at this, 504 people viewed him. They're like, yeah, I trust this guy enough to look
at him. Half of them are probably bots. They're all bots. Bro, what's this? Alex is smart.
Shut up.
I love how you're, like, taking, like, a knowledge check, and then you're also looking at Penguins of Madagascar on DS.
What's worse is that that's for Brookdale.
Sir, where are you going to college, Brookdale, sir?
Sir, Nintendo DS.
Rated Nintendo for everyone.
Alright, cool, so I don't have to... Alright, lit. Lit. Let me just...
Anyways, we should probably wrap up the podcast now.
Hold up, let me...
We've been doing Master Chief impersonations for too long.
N-I-N-T-E-N.
We just hit 45-45, let's go, players.
Nintendo DS Lite. How much are we looking at?
You're looking at your entire life savings, sir. What if I traded my Cortana to GameStop?
Yeah, let me check GameStop.
No, don't check GameStop. GameStop's exchange rates are awful.
Oh, there's one that's $60. Hang on, I'm gonna check eBay for
a I looked at how much like a PlayStation 2 trade in is. They're like, we'll give you $15. I'm like, my console's 21 years old. I'm not selling it for $15. Go away. And they're like, Do you want a subscription to Game Informer? I'm like, leave me alone, I'm never coming back here. And then like the following week, I'm buying, like, Resident Evil 3 on the online pre-order. I'm like, I need it. I need it. Oh, you know what? Actually, like, a year ago, my memories was me playing Resident Evil 3 Remake for the first time. It's really good.
Dude.
Like, we have... What's up?
I'm looking at all the different stuff I can get for the Wii. There's so... Oh,
God, you gotta get the light gun attachment.
No, I want to get Wii Sports.
That's not an accessory.
I'm just gonna get Wii Sports for us, because you freaking broke your Wii Sports.
It's scratched.
But it doesn't play, because it's scratched.
Wii Sports... I have a Wii. I have a Wii. We can still play it, though. I have a GameCube, Xbox 360, PlayStation 2, Xbox One. What's the other?
What is Wii Sports? Wii Sports comes does it come pre-packaged with a Wii?
Yeah, it comes with your Wii. That's why it's like the most popular Wii game of all time. Da-da-da. Nintendo's smart, and yet they know how to like sell good games. But then they just shove out, like, awful, like, bootleg games that no one will play.
Well, like, I mean, they are the only ones to have, the Scott Pilgrim, game.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they're the only ones to do the Scott Pilgrim game. The Nintendo Switch.
They have it on other systems, too.
Oh, do they? Let me check.
You can buy it on Xbox 360.
Versus the world, the game. Man. Never mind.
Yeah, bro. See? You can buy it on Xbox One. Buy it on Switch. Buy it... Hold on, let me see. It's on Xbox One Stadia, PS3, Xbox 360.
I'm on my Wii.
I should get on Steam. Or Windows or whatever.
No thanks. Disc only.
What the heck is Amazon Luna?
Lucky Dog Prospecting. Hang on.
What is Amazon Luna?
Dude, we need to get a copy of Wii Sports.
Well, I'll see if we can get a Game Guys.
They don't
have Shout out to Game Guys. They're the place right next to Surf Taco and the place that we live near.
Steve, they don't. Steve, they don't have it.
Shout out to the place that doesn't have Wii Sports.
I love you
anyways.
They said they don't have it.
They get new games all the time. They'll have it in the future. Anyways, we gotta wrap up the podcast. We've been talking for too long.
Alright, well...
People only want to listen to us for a certain amount of time. And then they're like, wow, these guys are nerds. And we're and like,
then
cool.
And then they blow their brains out or something. Anyway...
That's not what they do.
Have a good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone. It's 11:20 at night. I'm tired, and my arm hurts from shoveling mulch.
Alright, we're gonna end it.
Mom, I'm finishing up.
Bring me the phone right now.
Okay, Mom.
We're gonna
have a good night. Have a good night, everyone.
3, 2, 1.
Arrivederci.
Thank you.